I want to bring in Mike Davidson, who is the director of Core Issues Trust. It's an organisation that supports men and women with unwanted same-sex attraction, and he is based in Belfast. Mike, thank you for coming on to World Have Your Say.
You're welcome.
Really, we're trying to get a sense of everyone's different experiences and their own stories. So I wonder if you'd begin by telling us your story.
Well, I was a man, conflicted, and definitely attracted to people of the same sex. I was also married and rejected this idea that I was bisexual. Together with my wife, we made a choice that I would maximize my heterosexuality. And so I began work with a psychiatrist and two psychotherapists over a period of 3 years, I think it was, in total, and found that as my behaviors changed, my feelings also changed. So I'm very concerned that individuals should have the freedom and the right to choose the trajectory that they want to go in. So that's my story and why I do the work that I do today.
So, Mike, explain for people around the world who aren't familiar with this technique of the sort of things you say as your behaviours change, then your feelings change. Just explain a little bit about the therapy that you went through and how it helped you.
I think it's important to say that what I'm talking about is a what we call transmodality. So it's not one specific way of doing psychotherapy or counselling. It's using standard psychotherapeutic procedures and focusing on the specific issues. So for me, it was about body image. It was also about my concern to grow in confidence and in my ability to relate well to people of the same sex. I also had issues around, I guess, fear and anxiety about certain things. So those were also issues.
So be specific, Mike, about the therapy. Was it things like don't spend time on your own with men? Was it about spending more time with women? I have no experience of this, so I don't understand.
Interestingly, it was the very opposite. It was about learning to interact with normal men and women, but particularly men, because I kind of withdrawn from interacting in a normal way with people of the same sex and had become, I guess, in awe of them, so that in some way masculinity had become mysterious to me, and therefore the whole thing eventually became sexualized. So it was about normalizing my relationships with men. It was also about looking at various aspects of my own development that I felt were impinging on where I was at that point in my life. So, and then thirdly, I think it was also about clarifying my goals, what I was aiming to do, and trying to work out whether or not this was a realistic trajectory for me to be working towards.
And so that was a success for you? You're no longer attracted to men?
I don't have the same emotional template. We're not talking about perfection, but I no longer find myself hankering or longing for an emotional or physical relationship with a man. That's a definite change in my life.
And so you can still be attracted to men, but you don't want to act on it. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, but I find the attractions are very, very, very few and far between now. I'm not attracted to men, basically, in the same way that I once was. I can appreciate somebody who is an attractive person, but that is no longer sexualized. I no longer look for sexual fulfillment with a man. I don't say it could never happen again, but it's not something that I'm struggling with. It's not something that I have to fight every day, or once a week, or once a year. It's just not something that is as important to me, and that may be related to my age, but I think it's also very definitely related to what I think I've achieved through my work and my goal to change this aspect of my life.
So if you're not attracted to men, does that mean you are attracted to women?
Well, I was always attracted to a woman, particularly, and as a young child, I certainly do remember being drawn and attracted to young girls. But things happened in my life, and I think my patterning began to move in another direction. And at one point, I was predominantly attracted to people of the same sex. Now, that is something that I don't recognize in my life now.
So you've taught yourself to be attracted to women?
I've certainly had to learn many different ways. I've had to unlearn a patterning that was not consistent with my set of values. And I think we need to respect that in individuals. People are different. And I did not value a homosexual relationship, and that's why I moved away from it.
Mike, fascinating stuff.